One of the things about reopening is that you're going to be face-to-face with people, hopefully 6 foot separated. But if you thought it was tough dealing at home with your neighbors who are staying at home for the first part, now you're going to be back on the streets dealing with people who maybe aren't having the same values as you are regarding how to handle this pandemic. Heidi Doulaban is an international cultural consultant and etiquette expert. You can go to HeidiDoulaban.com, and that's HeidiDoulaban.com. And Heidi, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, we normally wouldn't think about etiquette at a time like this. We'd say, oh, well, that's a luxury. But in fact, etiquette is probably, as time goes on, going to become more of a necessity until we really work our way out of this. You already see people who are operating as the group mentality, ganging up on, say, somebody who doesn't have a mask or whatever. But I understand it's your business to know how to maybe gently coerce people to do things the way they should be or the way you feel they should be.
Well, thank you. Yes, I think etiquette is, I get asked a lot, is this your grandmother's etiquette? Well, no, not really to me. Etiquette is really, as it has been and it is today, all about respect. It's really about being kind and respecting other people's feelings and other people's opinions. So, yes, as we are all sort of coming out and, oh, my gosh, we are all dying to come out, you know, of our homes and get back to whatever we're coming back to. Yes, and some people are not as compliant with social distancing as others. And what do you do? It happened to me recently. I was in a big box store, had to run an errand. I'm all masked up and everything. And someone was really right behind me and voicing his opinion that he just did not feel that he needed to comply with this. And so a lot of us are going to be facing this situation. So what do you do? In my opinion, Raleigh, I respect this other person's opinion and his right to do what he wanted to do. So I said, excuse me, I think we're maybe just a little bit too close. If you don't mind, I'm going to move ahead a little bit. And I took it upon myself to move out of the way. I think that I knew I was not going to change his mind about the situation, but yet I need to be respectful of his opinion, and I can take it upon myself to just move and make sure I'm in a safe spot.
In that example, could you have done that without even telling him anything?
I surely could have, and I've done that as well. You know, sometimes, I don't want to be rude and just sort of, turn my back and move away. So I think just a little bit close. Excuse me, I'm just going to move forward just a little bit. And it was just fine. Absolutely. He nodded, and it was great. No problem. But, yes, of course, you could do the same thing without saying something.
I can tell from your bio that you can read people, and that's just the conclusion I've drawn. And that's more important now than ever because we are hearing news items, and fortunately they are so rare that they make the news, but we're hearing items of somebody was asked to wear a mask and they open fired or things of this nature. You're seeing people who go ballistic at this point. And of course, you can see underlying that is a level of frustration that is heretofore unknown. But when you're in that situation and you're about to try to politely tell someone that, what do you look for in terms of maybe I shouldn't be saying a word to them?
Well, isn't that the truth? We all have to read the situation, and I think sometimes it's more obvious than others. In some instances, people are actually loud and voicing their opinion to just out in the air to whomever will listen. I think this is all a bunch of hooey or whatever. That is probably a person you really should just back away from and stay safe yourself and don't worry about, but still, again, be respectful. Move out of the way. So I think you just have to read the situation. Sometimes you can get a look. I had a look the other day that shot to me saying, back off, leave me alone. And, I'm not going to bother anyone anyway, but sometimes it's with words, sometimes it's just with a look. And every now and then how you get that funny feeling? I always say, go with that funny feeling. It's right.
Now, in the situation you were talking about where you just move forward a couple feet, so let's put you instead in a grocery line, and moving forward a couple feet would put you right in the zone of another individual. Now, of course, the checkout line, you can't move to your left or your right because there's the magazines and there's the packs of gum or what have you. How do you extricate yourself from that?
Well, and that's tough because, and that's happening all over a lot. And you've got this big cart, so how are you supposed to move your cart? Actually, what I think I would do if I felt that someone was there, it was unsafe, and you're reading the situation, you think, okay, this is a person who is probably not going to appreciate me saying, excuse me, do you mind moving back 6 feet? If you get that vibe from somebody, I would just say, excuse me, and I always am about saving face. I think I forgot something. Move the cart out and then run back out in the grocery store and swing back around and let that person go through. I think, you know, it's all about being empathetic. You, as you said, Raleigh, you don't know where people are coming from. Who knows? They could have just lost a loved one, and we are all so stressed. We're all on that last nerve we've got, and I'll tell you what, mine shot. And so be a little more understanding, a little more empathetic, and give people some leeway. Take it upon yourself to get yourself out of a situation and get yourself into a safe situation.
Yeah, there's no time to make a point. Now, you also had mentioned in some of the things I saw in your writings what to do when neighbors might be too loud or things of this nature. Well, when we have a stay-at-home order, firstly, we just get to meet our family sometimes for the first time, and we're seeing domestic violence is going through the roof, unfortunately. Everybody predicted a baby boom, but perhaps it's going to go the other way. But more to the point, we've discovered maybe we don't really like our neighbors. We didn't have to deal with them before. But now we're all, especially if you're in some form of apartment or condo living, where you're right on top of them. So when somebody's a problem in that situation and you're not going to be able to excuse yourself forever, they're your damn neighbor, what do you do about this?
Well, you know, I recommend texting them, you know, do you mind, I am working from home or I'm schooling children here today. Would you mind just please turning it down, whatever the noise level is? And I would ask them directly. But then people say to me, yes, but you know what? I've lived next door to somebody. I don't have their number. I barely know their name. And that happens all the time. So call the if the building, if you're fortunate enough to have a front desk or a building manager, there's usually a super somewhere somebody has the number to your neighbors, and try to contact them that way. I do not recommend going knocking on the door. That's invading some space, leaving a note on the door, and you know, that creeps you out a little bit. What were you handling my doorknob and, you know, everything else? So I try to contact them directly. And again, most people are pretty understanding. But then again, with noise levels, unless you just absolutely cannot stand it, try to be, again, a little more empathetic than you maybe. You're probably already a wonderfully empathetic person. Make it even more so right now, because we're all stressed right now.
Obviously, you don't want to be the neighborhood Gestapo, but on the other hand, let's say you have neighbors and you're hearing things that are concerning you, not because of your safety or happiness level, but because maybe you feel you're hearing domestic violence, for instance. And, you know, this is a thing that is bigger than ever, because in a stay-at-home pandemic, escaping that can be a problem. So when is it time to be a busybody and maybe call authorities, and when is that over the top, stay out of it?
Well, I you know, and I've read those reports too, and it's just gut-wrenching to read that people are in that situation. So I think I have never heard that next door in an apartment setting or somewhere that close. But I think if you did hear that, you would know that something is out of the ordinary. And again, that funny feeling, you think something is really out of the ordinary. then I would call the police. I mean, you could really be saving a life. You could be really protecting someone, and at least it can be checked out. If it is that, the noise level is that level, and you feel that you're hearing those kinds of noises that would indicate some sort of terrible thing, such as a domestic violence situation is happening, then you need to involve the authorities.
Any advice for people in general come next Tuesday when they can walk out of their door in Chicago? We've already talked about they may run into people who are on their last nerve. But right. In general, you're walking out the door. What do you keep in the forefront of your mind?
That all of, you know, do, follow the expert's advice, comply with that, and remember to be kind. Try extra kindness, be extra empathetic, because everyone walking around feels the same way you do. We all want to get back to where we were, and what is this new normal going to be, this new future? We don't know. I'm actually kind of tired of hearing we're all in this together, but it is so true. So realize that we are all in this together, and extra dose of understanding, and we will get through this. And be respectful. Respect everyone's space. I just can't emphasize that enough. Just be respectful and extra understanding.
HeidiDulabon.com. Heidi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Raleigh. All the best.
Thanks.
Stay safe.
Yeah.